The Wings of Kindness and a computer science instructor creating visuals for the visually impaired. It's all on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello, everyone. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director. Thanks for joining us here on Tennessee Tech Today. We take an in-depth look at what's happening with students, faculty, staff, research, and events on campus. Well, life is full of choices, especially on a college campus. Students choose a major, a career, and a future in just a few years. This year, Tech President Phil Oldham and First Lady Carrie Oldham are encouraging the entire campus community to make one transforming choice: kindness. The Oldhams established a Wings of Kindness recognition that they plan to award often this year. It will be awarded to students, faculty, staff, alumni, or others in the university community. Jake Hoot received the inaugural award at his recent celebration concert. And with us to talk more about the Wings of Kindness is Tennessee Tech First Lady Carrie Oldham. So tell me how Wings of Kindness first began. Was it an idea that you had, something that you just kind of thought the campus needed a little bit?
Well, yes and yes. It was just something that I have been thinking about for quite some time, and I just think the importance of kindness, just to be reminded from time to time that, you know, you can't get enough kindness. So I wanted that to be kind of a good vibe on our campus. It's just to encourage students, everyone, to be kind.
And, of course, the first Wings of Kindness Award was kind of a big splash, kind of a big deal when Jake Hoot was on campus for his concert. You and the president were able to give him something. So what was that like?
That was amazing. And I think Jake was our perfect person to get the very first award for Wings of Kindness. And I think it sets a precedence, and so whoever comes next to receive this award, it'll be very meaningful.
So what's going to be kind of the criteria, or how do you determine then from here on who gets the award?
So we're asking campus, across the campus, if you notice someone that just went out of their way and provided an act of kindness, if you have someone in your office, it could be a student, it could be anyone. We just want to recognize people that really just go out of the way to do something kind for someone else.
Why do you think right now, I kind of know why, but to establish something like this right now?
I think it's just important at any time. I always think we never know what people are going through. We never know who's having a bad day. And so really and truly, when someone receives an act of kindness, it really just can change their mindset. It can change the way they feel, and it can just make them have a really great day.
You know, a lot of First Ladies here at Tennessee Tech have been known for a lot of different things. Is this something that you kind of hope that maybe, you know, years down the road, when people look back at Carrie Oldham being First Lady of Tennessee Tech, that they may think of you as, you know, from a kindness perspective?
I would be so honored to be remembered in that way. You know, none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. And so, you know, anytime, I just think there's any and every place you can add kindness to. You just don't know what people are struggling through, and I think it's so important.
Do you think President Phil will ever be the recipient of this award?
Well, I'll have to think on that. It just depends if he minds his manners.
Now, is this something that is going to happen like once a month or every few weeks, or kind of is there like a timetable set on when you'll recognize these folks?
So I would love to have someone receive it at least once a month. Mm-hmm. But if there is an occasion, or if we get many, we will do it more often. Absolutely. There's no cap on how many awards we could give for kindness.
Yeah. And again, what does the person that you recognize for the Wings of Kindness, what do they get, or is it just kind of a recognition kind of thing?
A recognition. We like to give them some kind of little plaque or a certificate, just to be a reminder that, yeah, you really did receive this kindness award.
Yeah. What about parking? Do you give them any special parking? That would be really kind.
That's a thought. That is a great thought. Yes. I mean, you know, yes.
The possibilities are endless.
They are endless. It is true.
Just talk a little bit about being First Lady. I know that's something that was a new role to you coming into Tennessee Tech. How has that been, and how have you kind of relished that role?
Well, I have loved every moment. I've learned a lot. I have grown in myself in this role. You don't get a manual, you know. You don't get a how to do, how to be. And which probably is a good thing, because I think each First Lady in the past and in the future should make it what they want to be, what their interests are. And so I think I have finally arrived. I have taught etiquette and manners for many years, and that all is, you know, goes along with kindness. That's a big vibe that you need. And so I just think I've come into what I love, and I love sharing it, and I hope people will just be kind.
Mm-hmm. And I know you're a big football fan, because your son is a member of the Tennessee Tech football team. He's a student here at Tennessee Tech. So I guess it makes it kind of even more special to know that you have somebody actually attending the university and that's a student athlete.
It is. He is loving every minute of it. Not to mention, he's also in a fraternity now.
Okay.
And like one little act of kindness that I did yesterday, I baked about 100 cookies and took them over to the fraternity house. But, you know, I know those boys love anything like that. So, but it's been a lot of fun having him, and Audrey's coming up, you know, right behind him, and it's yet to be seen where she's going to attend, but Tech is in the top three, so we'll see. But it's really, I love having them be a part of this.
And I'm sure if you keep baking those cookies, you'll be getting your own Wings of Kindness Award, especially from your son and his fraternity buddies. I appreciate you taking the time out. Is there anything else you want to add about the Wings of Kindness or being First Lady or anything like that?
You know, I just would encourage everyone to we can't do it all the time, but try, you know, to be kind every chance you get. Open that door, help pick up something. It's just the little things. It really is just the little things that can make a big difference.
All right, First Lady Carrie Oldham with us on Tennessee Tech today. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech today. Well, April Crockett's lesson plans in her computer science classes at Tennessee Tech have always included plenty of visual and dynamic examples. When two visually impaired computer science majors began taking her classes, though, Crockett looked to enhance her lesson plans. Now, she's creating visuals for the visually impaired. Vadim Kolodilo, a freshman exchange student from Russia, and Carlos Medrano, a sophomore from Nashville, have become regulars in Crockett's classes. With the help of Tech's Accessible Education Center, Crockett uses tactile diagrams with Braille to make her drawings and animations visible for Kolodilo and Medrano. Crockett, Kolodilo, and Medrano sat down with us to talk about how these tactile diagrams are making a difference in the classroom. And April Crockett joins us now. So April, how long have you been at Tennessee Tech?
Whew, I have been here since, I don't want to say. I've been here since 1997, actually, because I went to school here, got my computer science bachelor's degree and master's degree from here. And so then I started working at the library, actually.
Okay.
And then I started teaching in 2009 as adjunct professor.
So you're still an adjunct professor?
I am not. I started teaching full time not last year, but year before that. Yes.
Great. So have you had students that have been visually impaired in your classes before?
No, I have never. So It would have been 3 semesters ago would have been my first experience with that, and making sure all my materials are accessible, and figuring out last semester when I had the 2 students in data structures. That was the first time that I had to figure out, okay, what I'm teaching is very visual and very fluid and dynamic, and how do I demonstrate that to students who are blind, because I usually do a lot of drawing and animating with my drawing. And so I talked to the Accessible Education Center, and they helped me figure out, okay, I can make tactile diagrams, and then I had to figure out how can I still show dynamic processes with that. So it's been a work in progress with Vadim and Carlos's help, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
So being able to provide them with sheets that they can read with their hands, I guess what I'm looking for is you know, obviously it's something that you do special for them, but I'm sure that they actually appreciate it, and it probably draws you closer in the teacher-student relationship.
Oh, definitely. Because we've met quite a bit so that I can improve the diagrams, and so I've gotten to know them quite well. So that I've really enjoyed that part of it as well, actually getting to know my students, because I don't get to know all my students very well. So yes, definitely we have a closer relationship because of this, yes.
Have you been able to share with other faculty what you do with them to maybe help other faculty be able to do the same thing?
A little bit, but so far, as far as the computer science professors, nobody else has taught Vadim or Carlos. I've been their only computer science professor up until this semester. And so I plan to do that whenever, you know, the time comes that other professors need help with how to represent things that they teach to visually impaired.
Yeah. And I guess you work closely with the Accessible Education Center?
I do. They have a special folder for me. I email them often. I appreciate them so much. They work so hard, and sometimes I don't give them enough time to do the printing that's required for the classes. So that's probably been my the most difficult thing for me, is to complete things in enough amount of time to give them time to print out the diagrams in time for Carlos and Vadim to have them for the lecture that I need them for.
Do you think they have helped you become a better teacher?
Most definitely. It's always difficult to put yourself in somebody else's shoes and try to figure out, well, how do they learn? Even somebody without disabilities, everybody learns differently. And having to look at approach topics from different perspectives is a challenge, I think, for every professor. And so this is just another perspective that I've learned how to teach with that perspective. There was a diagram that I created, my very first set of diagrams that I created for, actually it was for Carlos, and it was a flow chart diagram. And he came up to me and he was feeling the diagram with his fingers, and he was telling me, I've always known what a flowchart is, that he reads a lot, so he knew what a flowchart was, but he has never been able to picture it in his mind. And that was like, wow, it is so worth the effort for him to actually be able to understand, not just read about it, but actually understand what a flowchart is even. So that was, I think, the moment that was, I don't know, the coolest moment, that what I'm doing is actually helping somebody. Yes.
Carlos Medrano is with us now on Tennessee Tech Today. Carlos, what brought you to Tennessee Tech in the first place?
So when I was first applying to universities, I started to look at, it was a random thing. And, you know, and also I've lived in Tennessee most of my life. and I've lived in Nashville. I've always lived in a bigger city, like Nashville. We moved from New York. So then here in you know, Cookeville is kind of like a change,
yeah.
And it's, I like it. So.
So where are you from originally?
Originally, right now we live in Gallatin.
Okay.
But I've spent most of my life in Nashville.
What do you like most about Tennessee Tech?
I like how the everything seems to be okay. So ranging from the campus to like the amount of help with accessibility, you know, like things. For example, when you're in computer science, you have to take things like calculus, right?
Right.
And I've heard so many horror stories, you know, from different universities where the students just don't have that much accessibility. Mm-hmm. And that hasn't really been the case here. Like, the professors have been really helpful and accommodating, and I greatly appreciate that.
Tell us a little bit about your experience in April Crockett's class.
So this is my third class I've had with her. Mm-hmm. Last year, I had her for my intro to computer science class. Mm-hmm. And I also had her for data structures and algorithms. This year I'm having her for design of algorithms. And like, her classes are really organized, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like the you know, there's everything in a sense is understandable. Like if I have a question, like it's really helpful. She's really helpful, rather. And I don't have any issues in terms of accessibility in her class. Like, she does anything she can to help us.
As a visually impaired student on campus, do you find Tennessee Tech is accessible enough for the visually impaired?
So, in terms of accessibility around campus, it's pretty well. I mean, granted, anywhere I go, you know, there's going to be new things to learn, like new. In my case, I have to know where the crosswalks are, memorize traffic patterns, that kind of thing, to make sure I don't die, if you will, right? But for the most part, this is my second year, so after a while, everything just becomes, it makes sense. So accessibility, in a way, becomes like, there aren't anything noteworthy that's really, really serious. Like, I've been in much, much worse places.
What do you think could improve Tennessee Tech's accessibility for the visually impaired?
The idea with accessibility and improving is interesting because everybody who requires accessibility is unique, right? They have unique accommodations, everything. There's no universal improving solution, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I think the best thing that for tech is to keep doing what it's doing for in terms of accommodating and make sure that, like, you know, if a student needs help or something, and granted, my accessibility needs may be completely different to compare to someone who has something entirely different. So that, but for the most part, for tech to improve, is just to keep doing what it's doing.
Talking to Vadim Colodilo. So Vadim, first of all, tell me why you chose Tennessee Tech.
Oh, it's a good question. First of all, I'm an exchange student, and when you are exchange student, most programs you cannot choose your university because sponsor, they just pay for you, and it's up to them where to send you because of money and because of logistics problems and all of the stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I was chosen by Department of State, by American government to be one of the, I would say, ambassadors of Russia here and also to study here. And I was like, okay, that's good, but I didn't know where I had to go. Mm-hmm. And on the 11th of May, I received a letter that I was placed at Tennessee Technological University. I was like, nice, but I have no idea where it is. First of all, where it is. Yeah. I know where Tennessee is, But I was like, where is a Tennessee Technological first? And then I read, like, okay, Cookeville. Cookeville said me nothing because it's a relatively small town. I was like, okay, I'm going to Google a little bit about what Cookeville is, what Tennessee Tech is. And when I began to Google, I was like, it seems like a nice place.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, give it a try.
What are you majoring in and what year are you?
My major is computer science. And technically, well, at Tennessee Tech, I'm a freshman, but technically I'm a sophomore.
Where are you an exchange student from?
I'm from Russia.
Is that where you're originally from?
Yes. I was raised in Russia, and I came here.
So tell us about being in Miss Crockett's class with Carlos.
Well, first of all, I want to say that especially Miss Crockett and a lot of professors here at Tech, they really know what they do. They really work. For example, they update slides, they update materials, they kind of try to give us like the material which is not out of date. That's really awesome. And they definitely learn a lot of stuff every day to be, you know, to have fresh material for students. And you know, what I really like, especially in the American education system, in computer science, that when you study something, you know how to apply it mostly. She, for example, I'm currently taking design of algorithms, but I also took with Crockett data structures and intro to problem solving, computer programming. So she gives us problems which can be really, you know, which are really useful for improving our skills as a programmer, as a computer science specialist. So
how helpful is it for her to be able to give you those sheets with the Braille on them?
It's definitely super helpful because, I mean, when you, like, the biggest problem with computer, especially I have have some friends who are in computer science in Russia and in different countries, they don't really know how, for example, I know binary tree looks like. And when they don't know how binary tree looks like, it's very hard for them to see how operations on this binary tree can be performed. Even when you see an algorithm, it's kind of hard to imagine how everything works.
Yeah.
And when you know how it looks like, it's kind of easy to, even if you don't know how this algorithm is implemented, you can easily figure out how you can implement, I don't know, for example, DFS or whatever. So
do others instructors do this?
Yes, for example, previous semester I took Calculus 1 mm-hmm. with Andrew Hetzel, and he for his tests he always did like tactile materials for me, and he was also explained a lot how it looks like, for example, how graphs, you know, of different functions look like. Mm-hmm. And yes, I mean, when you need, if you need something, you can always let instructors know, and they always try to kind of help you in different directions, different stuff. If something, for example, I'd know, now I had an issue with my database management system professor. We wanted to use a virtual machine with. And he had a lot of programs installed in his virtual machine. And I was like, VirtualBox is fine, but VMware is better for me. And he helped me basically with this because his operating system which he installed was not, I mean, he didn't enable accessibility or whatever. And I just asked him to help me. And he spent like two days with me to figure out how he can. We tried to use a VMware, but we didn't succeed, and he basically would adapt everything for me in VirtualBox, and I can use it right now, which is awesome.
What are some of the things you think Tennessee Tech can do to help the visually impaired?
Well, Tennessee Tech does very, you know, very big work. And I can exactly say that in some countries, they, I mean, universities don't have this level, even what Tennessee Tech has right now. Because mostly all books are accessible. If you need a book, if it's not accessible for you, you can request it. And like, what it can be improved? Well, I think they can just go in this direction where they are now. I mean, just to get more materials and accessible. And I don't know. The biggest issue, I think, and not just in Tennessee Tech, for all universities around the world which work with people with disabilities, is that it would be nice to have a network of universities, and they can kind of exchange their what they have. For example, one university made a nice technology for representing, some material, and they can just exchange. For example, Tennessee Tech can, you know, send a request to Georgia University. They can have kind of a system where they can just put all their what they have in Tennessee Tech and just pull and see how this problem was solved. And for example, Georgia State University, whatever.
Sure.
It would be kind of network communication between universities.
Okay.
And also, maybe it exists between universities, but the problem, it doesn't exist between students. Because I'm sure with Carlos now, we solve the same problem, which is probably solved somewhere, but we don't know.
All right, thanks, Vadim. We've got more Tennessee Tech today coming up. Stay with us.
When the world is moving this fast, boldness is rewarded. At Tennessee Tech, we help you find your bold. We'll help you turn it into a career-ready education. That's Tennessee Tech. Bold futures begin here. tntech.edu/visit.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. Well, the Golden Eagle basketball teams wrap up the home portion of the 2019-2020 campaign on Saturday with an afternoon doubleheader against Southeast Missouri State, beginning at 2 p.m. with a women's game, followed by the men at 4 p.m. The Tech women are currently 17-9 overall and 10-5 in the Ohio Valley Conference, while the Tech men are 8-20 overall and 5-10 in the conference, one game out of clinching a spot in the OVC tournament. Well, after sweeping Evansville to start the season 3-0, the Golden Eagle baseball team is at North Carolina State this weekend for a three-game series, weather permitting. Meanwhile, the Tech softball team is in Spartanburg, South Carolina for a weekend tournament. And the men's tennis team is competing at Florida State. Be sure to check ttusports.com to keep up with all Tech athletic teams and to get all the results. And that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the TT website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, and confident. Wings up, everybody.